Tipping the Scales, written by Morzila and read by Eos Rose. When Jared suggested that they get married, he'd really only meant it in the sense of a green card marriage. He wanted Jensen to not be deported. Jensen was his friend. More importantly, Jensen was essential to the project that they had been working on. It wasn't even fair that Jensen's work visa hadn't been renewed. The company had sent in plenty of documentation to prove that Jensen was the only person for the job. His qualifications were unique, and if he had worked for anybody else, his paperwork would have gone through without a hitch. But their competition had somehow screwed around with the reapplication process and convinced the government that Jensen was attempting to stay in the country illegally. Jared figured that if the government was going to screw Jensen over, then it was only fair that they screwed them right back. So he researched all that he could about marrying a foreigner. They'd have to stay together for a very long period of time. If they were caught faking their marriage, Jared could get arrested. It wasn't that rosy of a picture. But Jared also researched Jensen's home country. They weren't exactly keen on treating their dragon populace with respect or dignity. In fact, they still encouraged racial division and bigotry. If Jensen was sent home, he'd never rise to the level of a McDonald's manager, let alone attain the kind of research and development position he held in the States. It didn't matter how many degrees Jensen held or what kind of qualifications he had under his belt. At the end of the day, he was still a dragon on the inside. His own country saw that as some unconquerable malady rather than the asset that it was. Not, of course, that they didn't take advantage of their dragon population. Dragons were notorious for never moving. They grew too attached to their nesting sites and homes. They were in far more danger of becoming hermits than vagabonds, and some countries used that as an opportunity to extort them. They still had families to feed, and they would accept less than equal treatment so that they could stay in their ancestral grounds. It was a minor miracle that Jensen had worked up the courage to leave his homeland at all. But if Jared focused hard enough, he could remember how thin and nervous Jensen had been when he'd first arrived. He was always working feverishly into the night. He spent hours at work trying to prove himself. And then, when he was sent back to his apartment for rest, he would smuggle papers out with him to work on from home. Everybody at the office had called him neurotic, Jared included. Most of them had made bets on when it was that the immigrant worker would snap and have to be sent off to a mental ward, Jared not included. But ever so slowly, Jensen had started to ease up in his mania. Jared suspected that some of that ease came from his own attempts to befriend the dragon. He also suspected it had something to do with the way that Jensen's cubicle went from looking like a professional worked there to looking like a college dorm room. In contrast, Jensen's apartment looked sterile, ready for a new tenant to start moving in at any moment. Jared couldn't allow Jensen to be deported. It would kill him or his spirit or something. Maybe Jared couldn't change the world, but he could change Jensen's, which was how he ended up buck naked, sweaty, and sore in places that he didn't think he could get sore. Jensen's unnaturally warm heat was curled on top of him. Tiny snores were emanating from his partially open mouth. To say Jensen had been thrilled with the proposal would be an understatement. Jared had never seen the guy look so delighted and adoring and... well, he was just glad that he decided to pop the question over pizza and beer at his place. Wrangling Jensen out of his lap in a public area would have been embarrassing. Jared was so going to have to change the sheets. He was also going to have to steam vacuum the couch and spot clean the hallway carpeting. Jensen had a lot of stamina. Jensen was also head over heels in love with him, but had chosen not to say anything because he didn't think that Jared could ever get over the dragon thing. He proceeded to give Jared a blowjob before he could formulate a response. By the time that Jared's brain thought of one, his mouth was busy moaning about needing more and how hot Jensen's mouth was. When Jared's dick finally quit doing his thinking for him, Jensen was back to rambling about making them a proper nest and being a good husband and gushing about how Jared was so amazingly perfect. Jared might not always be on the ball with everything, but he knew better than to interrupt Jensen's speech with a bubble-bursting lecture about a marriage of convenience. Besides, Jensen's dreams were pretty damned appealing. The sex was terrific, they were already good friends, and Jensen knew how to cook. That was more than what half of Jared's married friends had in their relationships. He could overlook a few scales for that. The end.